This is CliffCentral.com.
How are you, George? What's news?
Good news, Gareth. How's Leanne?
Excellent.
Excellent. We launched.
Launched.
Lord, it smells like wine. Yeah, maybe that's
why. Yeah, wow.
They brought us a bottle. Sure.
Launched. We launched our car industry report the day before yesterday.
So see what the top line stuff in here is.
So you'd have to go a couple of pages in because we give a bit of a preamble to that report. But what you will see is that BMW dominates when it comes to what we call consumer consideration, or the number of searches done on our website.
Yes, by a long way.
Yeah.
20 million searches.
In the last year for BMW as a brand. Now, so that's very interesting. But what's even more interesting is that the list shifts slightly when you go from consumer consideration to demand, which is advert views. So you'll see for brands in terms of the consumer demand page that BMW still tops the list.
It does.
But the list changes subtly in between. But what is, I think, the most interesting is that when you get to cars sold, that the VW tops the list.
Mm. Oh, Volkswagen Polo, huh? Number one. Top 10 sold cars.
Can
I go through the rest of the list quickly?
Yeah, absolutely.
People might be interested in this. You can obviously find out more by going to autotrader.co.za. Top of the list, Volkswagen Polo. Then Volkswagen Polo Vivo. Very popular cars,
Very
Rose.
Popular car.
Then a Ford Ranger. Then a Toyota Hilux. So we got two double cabs at 3 and 4.
South Africans love their Buckies. We've got a whole section dedicated to that.
The number 5 is a Mercedes-Benz C-Class, BMW 3 Series, which is the most popular search.
Yes.
And the most popular quotes.
Yes.
But it only comes in at number 6.
Exactly.
In terms of actual
People
sales.
People used to say don't buy a Polo because they're the most stolen cars, but it's because they're the
most in demand.
Most in demand. Right. On the road.
Toyota Fortuner under that, then Volkswagen Golf, then Ford Fiesta, then Isuzu KB.
Wow. So you'll see the Isuzu KB doesn't even feature on the search lists.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, it's somewhere down at below 10. But that was the most interesting thing we found in compiling this data was that the consumers or people that buy cars change their mind along the journey all the way. So you don't enter the car buying journey and then coming with a VW Polo, for instance, in mind, and then end up buying a VW Polo.
Yeah.
People are changing their mind all the way.
I think that's probably right for a lot of people. In other words, that your behavior is not predictable and that people like to take their time and rethink and reconsider. They don't go in with a favorite and usually come straight out with that same favorite.
Exactly. What does that mean for the car seller? It means that you've always got to be in front of the consumer. You know, you've got to advertise on places like Cliff Central and Auto Trader because you've got to be there all the time.
Yeah,
you can't be there in little bursts.
Front of mind, right?
Exactly. So because you just never know when the consumer is going to change their mind.
Fantastic.
So that was our car industry report first for South Africa because, as you know, the only real data that we get is new car sales. Whereas we think Auto Trader serves as a really good proxy because we've experienced 290 million searches in the last year.
So was this the event that I saw all over social media?
Yep. So we're at the Festival of Motoring. We have a Tech Zone area at the event, and we attended the National Automobile Association a conference yesterday, and that was interesting in itself, and that's where we launched this report.
What an interesting thing to do, because with all the amazing statistical data that you would get from your website and from people who interact with you guys daily, it gives you a very good picture of the way that the South African, not just the South African automotive market, but also the economy in general is performing.
Well, I mean, Auto Trader is a good proxy for the automotive industry, and the automotive industry, in terms of consumer demand, the automotive industry represents 7% of our GDP. in total. You know, that's manufacture parts, all that stuff. And so we thought, well, there's no real data out there. So we've published this demand, what we call demand data, because this is consumer consideration, demand, and then sales, which will be interesting for both the consumer and the seller. And then on the flip side, we will continue to put these out, but we will now put supply data into that as well, because we've got that. We'll put pricing data into that, so some sort of valuation statistics and trends. So this is just the start. And this is what we've been working towards for the last 4 or 5 years, as a matter of fact, with the way we've cleaned up our databases.
Fantastic.
Fan-plastic.
Sorry. You know I love a good corny, punny situation, George.
It's just one of my favorite words. And Gareth just said fantastic, so that's kind of what came to mind.
George, you can't use the term plastic in 2019 unless it's biodegradable.
Single-use plastic is plastic.
Oh, so you're not talking about the Kardashians.
All right, what else have you got for us?
All right, so we're at the Festival of Motoring, like we said, and we're there till Sunday, all day, every day, and VW has a potent Golf GTI TCR that will land in South Africa soon.
It's not only VW, it's VW and me.
Oh God!
I thought Fantastic was corny.
Do you remember that old? God, that was bad, Leanne. I mean, really. Did you tap into wine as they left?
I planned it since yesterday.
Oh, you wrote it down and everything. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Thank you.
All she wanted. Yeah, back to you, George. Pretend that didn't happen.
VW, you and me, GTI TCR,
right,
is launching in South Africa soon, and the VW TCR will give any Golf GTI currently on the roads a go, but won't be as fast as the Golf R. And this TCR does 0 to 100 kilometer an hour sprint in 5.6 seconds. You know what I can't understand about this kind of like 0 to 100 in 5.6 seconds? Is that any electric car will beat that hands down.
Yeah, you know, these electric cars, man, I'm suddenly very interested in them. Just because of the petrol price going up all the time. And you think about what you can get done with an electric car now and the distances they can cover. It's incredible.
They can cover hundreds of kilometers now. So
I'm going to be test driving one for fun in a couple of weeks' time, and I'll let you know how it goes.
I'd love to. Do you know which one?
The BMW i3.
Ah, okay. That'll be interesting. Because you know, part of yesterday's conference was interesting. I interviewed a gentleman yesterday by the name of Hitson Palmer, from Uilo, I think it's pronounced, and they're a fund that is helping accelerate electric cars infrastructure and all that stuff. And it turns out that South Africa is actually testing the manufacture of batteries in Cape Town. And we're already selling batteries at small scale, and I'm talking about batteries for EVs, not just batteries for toys, batteries for EVs.
Yeah.
The industry's goal is to get us to, about 60% of the vehicle being so that locally manufactured,
right?
You know, components, and batteries is one of those components when it comes to the future. So South Africa is already on the map when it comes to manufacture. But what people also don't know is that we have a higher ratio of charging stations to electric vehicles than anywhere else in the world. So we've got more charging stations per electric vehicle. Jeez. Now, we've got a low amount of electric vehicles given. Yeah. So you know, that kind of like puts things into perspective. But the infrastructure is already there and being built. And I don't think South African consumers know that.
No.
You can drive from here to Port Elizabeth and stop in Middelburg. I don't know if you know where Middelburg is from here to Port Elizabeth.
Well, it's in the middle, but yes.
Yeah, it's in the middle. She came from bad to worse.
What is going on with Leanne Elizabeth Knoll this morning?
All right.
There's a charging station at a restaurant. I saw the charging station by chance. And
how long do you have to charge for?
Charging a car is not as quick as refueling a car with traditional fuel.
Of course.
That's why these charging stations
like
are.
Like an hour.
Yeah, an hour would be enough to get you a significant charge. But the point is that the infrastructure is there.
Sure.
So it's already part of what we have. We must now make use of it.
Yes.
And you buy an electric car once, and you don't have to keep paying those exorbitant petrol prices.
Exactly. Sure, plus, the thing lasts forever.
Of course. And you pay a little bit for electricity, but it's nothing near what you'd pay for fuel.
You have to pay at these fueling charging stations.
So they have pay facilities, so you can
like
use your credit card.
Prepaid airtime, almost.
Yeah. And
that's why I'm going to test it, because I want to know.
But
all these
still
things.
Cheaper than fuel.
Well, what would be interesting, Gareth, is when you really test it, is to test the peripheral uses and payment systems, like Leanne says, and that would be interesting for people to know.
No, I'll do it properly. I won't mess around. Yeah. I don't want to waste your time. Mm. Give George shitty feedback.
Yeah.
Look at this report he's just put out now. It's very thorough.
Yeah.
I'd love the feedback.
Set a standard.
Mm. All right. What else, George?
So then, finally, taxi drivers fine motorists.
What?
I was surprised too.
Taxi drivers.
Yeah. So taxi drivers, in conjunction with the Taxi Association, are giving people a hard time and impounding their cars for, listen to this, running Lyft clubs. This has happened in Randburg.
But seats were built. Cars were built with 4 or 5 seats.
So what they do is they stop and they impound anybody who has a Lyft club with more than 3 passengers or 3 or more passengers. And the owner has to pay a 500 to a 1,500 rand fine to get the flipping car back.
No, this can't be legal.
Can't be right.
Well, here's what the Taxi Association says. So they say the South African National Taxi Council spokesman: any transport involved with payment, even if it is a Lyft club, is automatically operating illegally. That's what they say.
Jeez. They're just being bitter.
Yeah, they're trying to put this protectionism. And you can't do this. This is not allowed.
So the Sun team saw motorists going in one by one to collect their cars after paying 500 rand. Private cars, Toyota Avanzas, other.
This makes me want to load my car with people I don't even know, just to give them a lift to piss off the taxis. Really, it makes me so angry.
Yeah,
it's like when they targeted Uber drivers.
Mm.
None of your business. I'm not coming in your stupid taxi anyway.
So when the person goes and fetches their car, and this happened in Toyota Avanzas and other vehicles, were locked up at a pound on West and Yale Streets in Randburg. And when the drivers went to collect the car, they were told that the fine will allow us to travel problem-free, as no one was going to stop us anymore.
Oh, please. It's ridiculous. Don't let yourself be intimidated by these thugs.
Gee whiz.
I
didn't think I would see something like this.
George Scott has got a question for you this morning. Scott says, hey, George, do you have any comments on the high oil consumption of VW Golf 7 TSI?
Who owned it before you?
1 liter of oil for every 2,000 kilometers. Kick in approximately above 120,000 Ks. VW tells me this is normal.
So it's not abnormal to use oil in a car. It is normal because if you think about the piston and the rings around it, it puts pressure on the cylinder, but that's not a full seal. Yeah. It's metal on metal.
The oil
does seep around those rings. So VW would have parameters that are normal. So you can't expect a car not to use oil.
I don't think he's saying that it shouldn't use oil, but that it's using quite a lot.
What is the consumption? A liter
per? 1 liter per every 2,000 kilometers.
That's
quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go and dig up the VW standards, but a litre per 2,000 kilometres, that means that's about a month's driving, under a month's driving.
It depends on how much distance you do, but it's certainly like filling your car four times, five times.
Is it a GTR?
Geez, George, you're full of questions. It's a VW Golf 7 TSI.
Oh, the TSI. Okay, so it's a diesel, turbo diesel. You know, there's a lot of things that can affect oil consumption, including driving style, how the car's being driven, if it's being hammered, short distances.
Maybe Scott drives really badly.
Is he from Benoni?
No.
Okay.
That's an important factor.
What I would do if I was Scott, seriously, is I would actually go and contact the OEM VW and ask them for the standard parameters that engine consumption should be.
He says at the end of his question, VW tells me this is normal. So
who at VW?
Oh, you're saying he must go to the important people.
He must go directly to the OEM.
What's the OEM?
The original equipment manufacturer. Go to somebody that has a spec sheet and go and ask for the spec sheet.
Jesus, Scott, look what you've asked for. Now you've got some homework, dude. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Scott.
This is CliffCentral.com.